perspective. We got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills. All right. We got the know-how, we got control. We got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills. All right. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills. Tonight.
Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 170 of Geek Grills. This is the Geek Grills podcast, which is supported primarily by our patrons at www.patreon.com/grills. I'm Ray. I'm joined by my wonderful co-hosts, Ember.
Hello.
And Linda.
Hello.
And today's topic is our favorite YouTubers. It's just like a happy, fluffy topic today.
Prepare for it to get dirty, everyone.
Some of us have far too many subscriptions that we were looking over. But before we get into that, what have you been up to? Linda?
Well, I've been making my dragon egg bags. I've got two more. They've been made out of the blacklight yarn. Oh, hold on. I have it. Ha-ha! They glow. Woo! It is a black light. Flashlight. It's hard to see because I'm lit from needing lights. to be seen on the Twitch channel. But they do actually glow in black light, so I'm pleased with those. I've also been working on I'm calling it a yarnorama because I don't know what else to call it. But I've basically decided to take some iconic movie scenes and make them out of yarn appliques. So I'm going to put them in a shadow box when they're done. What I've got so far is all pinned together. It's going to be the Wizard of Oz. So I've got the background, which is the sky. I've got the grass, the yellow brick road, the poppies. And then I'm going to be using this gray to make like there's mountains in the background. Mm-hmm. And then there's also some trees. I'm going to be using this dark green. And then for Emerald City, I have, okay, bye. Sorry. my hook just went away. I have this smaller green that's got glitter in it. It's sparkly. So that'll be for Emerald City, and I can make more intricate details with the smaller yarn. And then put that as like the far back. It's interesting because I'm having to deal with like perspective. So I chose a really difficult one for my first try at it. I don't know why I didn't do something easier. It wouldn't be me if I didn't try to go full bore the first time. So we'll see how that turns out. And then in the foreground, I'm going to do the figures of the four main characters. So they'll be in the foreground. I have to figure out how big to make them and if I want to put them like on the yellow brick road. But if I do that, they have to be really tiny. Or if I want to make them like, hi, we're the characters from Wizard of Oz in the foreground. So something I have to figure out.
So what's your idea? You like hang them?
Yeah, it's basically artwork.
Yeah.
But it's made of yarn.
That's nifty. Have you thought about making an advent calendar?
I have, actually, a couple of times. I have to decide if I want to do that and, like, because there's a couple of different patterns I've looked at. There are some that have little pockets that you can put little gifts in. There are some that are just, like, the numbers where you, like, put something that'll stick on there, like per day, just to count down.
I have one that has like pockets, and then it's a tree, but it's felt, and everything snaps onto the tree, and then you take them off and put them in the pocket every day.
Yeah, like there was one that like every day was a different little critter that you made or figure, and so if you made it for somebody, they would get that little figure every time, and I'm like, that's cute, I'd have to remake the figures every year, maybe, or do something. Maybe put chocolate in it the next year. But other than the yarn stuff, I tried my hand at making a DIY silicone mold. And I can say I was successful. I now have a mold of my little... I have a dragon ring that's too big for me. It's a dragon eating its own tail. I have to wear it on my thumb. But I thought maybe I could, like, make a half mold of that and then make a pendant or something out of it, where it's the dragon eating its own tail, but in the middle I could put, like, a gem. The mold is successful. Then I tried to use the spray AB foam to, like, fill the mold and get it out, because the whole point is that I wanted to do something small, and then I'll graduate to a bigger mold where I can mold these horns that I got from Ren Faire a couple years ago. I really want to use them for my Dragon Fae for whenever we start LARPing again, but they're so heavy. They're made of either, like, clay or resin. I don't know, but they give me a headache every time I wear them.
Oh.
And so if I love the shape, because they come up and then they sweep back like Maleficent horns, but I can't wear those for a whole weekend. I will not have fun. And also if I do this, they fall. They just go punk. I'm like, all right, nope. So I figure I can make them out of foam. So I want to make the silicone mold so I can then pour or spray the foam in there to, you know, have foam horns. The AB spray foam I had moderate success with. And I don't know if it's because the mold is tiny and also a ring, because I was able to pull, like, the foam out, but it ripped because the foam itself is spongy. It's more like open cell foam. So it molded, it did what it was supposed to do. I could see the little dragon's face, but I ripped his nose off because it wouldn't come out of the mold. And I was like, was I supposed to, like, I don't know, lube this up like when you make cupcakes? So that was moderate success because it worked, but the execution was flawed. So I don't know if I want to use the spray foam or if I want to actually buy, like, parts A and B mixed together foam that you then pour into the mold and then wait for it to expand and then you cut the mold apart. That may be what I have to do.
That's what I was thinking. You might have to have a two-part mold or cut it off.
But the silicone I made out of caulking and cornstarch and a little bit of oil, and that worked perfectly.
Neat.
P.S. And by the way, if you want to make your own silicone molds, it works. So more things are going to be needed to be tested with that
science.
Before there's going to be more science. And the last thing is that my Madcap Miscellaneous website is now live.
I
now
have it's a wonderful
a virtual storefront, quote unquote, that you can go buy my stuff.
Buy her stuff. Buy her stuff.
Yep,
sorry, that was
that.
Yep. That critic episode. Oh, good.
I remember.
Lost me. Sorry.
But yeah, that's what I've been up to. And I don't know why, but when I went to go launch the website, I was like, why am I nervous? Why am I nervous? Push the button. What's wrong with you? Yeah, imposter syndrome.
Yep.
Yep. That's me.
Okay, well, let me see. I would like to say I was up to editing and publishing, but that didn't happen until today. I apologize to all of our listeners. But Mondays is my only day off, and as I've said before, even that's going away soon. I put the Heresy and Hearsay episode out today, and that was 2 weeks ago. Sorry. But by the time I got the day off Monday after everything ramped up so fast and hard with the job, I was just an exhausted wreck, and I could not bring myself to do anything. Today I had a little more of like, I should go do things. I should go do things because I can, but I don't want to. But I did, my girlfriend Leah took me to lunch, and that kind of got me moving around a little bit. I went and walked around and looked at Halloween things. And then I still had enough gumption when I got home to actually do editing and publishing and tweaking things. What else? I also made a few masks that I had started weeks ago. I still haven't mailed Linda's. It's like right here. But I just haven't mailed it. But I made some for my niece and my dad and my nephew and my sister. So hopefully after I get paid, I will get to the post office. So what else? Oh, I had my sign stolen out of my yard. It wasn't even a political sign, right? I got this from a local church. And it says, we believe feminism is for everyone, Black Lives Matter, no human is illegal, kindness, we believe in science, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Somebody stole it. Like, really? Really. So I'm going to probably try the Vaseline and glitter trick when I replace it. One of my volunteers was in the call in the Zoom yesterday, and he was like, hey, I need to take a break from calling for a little bit because I promised to help my friend with the signs. I'll come back and do more later. I'm like, okay. He's like, because he just got new signs and we got a whole bunch of Vaseline and glitter and it seems to be working and people are locally doing this because like it's hard to get the sign because of the Vaseline and then you're getting all yucky and glitter on you and people are giving up.
Oh, okay, so you just slathered the whole thing
just
in the Vaseline.
Slather it, and, yeah, and sprinkle
okay.
it. Yeah.
Noted.
I am all over that. I'm going to get me a Biden-Harris sign. Fuck it. And get one of those love is love signs. And I'm slathering them up and glittering them. But it's a shame I have to do that, but there are worse things. I once had to report someone to the police for connecting an electrical wire to their sign.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People get... I got a call back yesterday, and I thought it was someone I knew because it's from a town nearby, and I was like... So I answered the phone like an idiot. Oh, somebody was calling me for this number. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I was working, so I was just calling looking for, you know, local people to volunteer to help with the Democratic Party election. He said, oh, well, then you should drop dead. And hung up
on
me. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how my week goes. No. It's more speaking to absolutely lovely, excited, wonderful people. I harvested sweet potatoes this week. And
hey,
I never planted sweet potatoes before. I love sweet potatoes. And I was like, okay, I know it was going to be somewhere around my birthday. These should be ready. Let's go look. We got the pitchfork. And Rob, the first one, he turned over. And there was this sweet potato. This great big one. And I literally screeched. I was like, he's like, you squeed. I was like, that was not a squeak. He was like, okay, it was one of those raptor shrieks. I'm like, yeah, closer. And for anybody who follows me on Facebook, you got to see this really interesting sweet potato that kind of grew around and then up, and it looks very much like a dildo that we have named Mr. Trump because it is an orange dictator. I just couldn't help myself. But now I have a big cookie sheet completely a mound of sweet potatoes on it in my attic curing. You have to cure them for like 10 to 14 days so they sweeten up. And then I am going to be eating all the sweet potatoes. It makes me super happy.
Sounds awesome.
Eat all the sweet potatoes.
Also, dork. Like, I did go out for a pint this week, and my friend Rick was working, and I took in a jar of my hot sauce, and he brought to work a jar of his homemade pesto, and we traded.
Aww. Communes.
Exactly. So what have you been up to, Ray?
Wow. Because I reinstalled, so now it has consumed my life once more, which is why I originally had to stop. But it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
I'm managing it better. So I finally got all of the Horde Allied races unlocked, which it's basically completing some quest lines for the main story, which that was fun. And you get cutscenes now, which is really cool. That lets you know how long it's been. And I'm trying to decide if I want to switch over to my Alliance character, who's not max, but like 110, so it's max is 120, and trying to decide if I want to do that and unlock like the three remaining for her, or if I just want to stick with my main and play out for the rest of the game. I don't know. Also, I have like a bajillion alts. If you ever wondered, your character max is 50 across servers. just in case you needed to know that. I've hit that many times. Because now you can at least play with people from different servers, so that's nice. I also went out on Saturday. My friend just called me and was like, do you want to pick muscadines at my work? I have permission. So I ran over to where she works, which is literally like 10 minutes from my house. There's no reason not to go there. And I helped her pick things at a reasonable social distance, and we shook trees and picked them up, and that was super fun. I've never picked like wild grapes, so that was neat. Cool. And it was also just great to see her again. I haven't seen her since February, so that was really nice. And she's like, she messaged me and she's like, oh, this is a long shot, you know, everybody's busy on a Saturday. And she's like, and I'm just like responded with when and where. She's like, oh, you need to get outside. I'm like, yes, I do. I need to go outside and not be. So that was Saturday. And then Sunday, I also got to go outside because we got to Publix too early to get our flu shot. So there's a lovely park right down the road that I used to walk to all the time. We do the Sunday Pokemon walks.
Sunday walkies.
Yep. So I drug Scott and got him to a bench where he then waved me on, and I just proceeded to do walkabout and take pictures of all the birds, because that's what I do when I do. And I am full up on sunshine now. I'm good. And flu shot. So
I got to stand outside while I was doing my like silicone and foam. It was really nice. So nice.
The weather's been really nice because it finally realize it's fall for as long yes. as that lasts.
Hoodie weather.
But also Publix is doing a get your prescription there, and they'll just give you a $10 gift card for the store. So that's nice. What we did. Grocery shopping. Yay. yeah, and the only other thing is I binged a YouTuber called ContraPoints. Who has a very decisive fan base. But one of the characters she has is a... She does like a back and forth dialogue where she dresses up as different characters that personify like different views. And one of them is Tabby, the communist cat girl, who of course I fell in love with. So I did a little picture of her that was on my Facebook. And then another one that I'm working on. These are just like... She's an ultra-left weeby commie. She was me in college. It's great. I love her. That's all you need to know. Yeah, so that was pretty much it. And that easily segues into our favorite YouTubers.
Yay! Ta-da, ta-da.
Wee!
I like how I did that. No.
I will say, and we were talking about this before we started recording, that this, for at least for me and Ray, and probably for Ember a little bit at least, this is but a portion of our subscription lists.
A snapshot, if you will.
A snapshot, if you will.
I believe we also decided to focus on personalities rather than like YouTube recaps of popular shows or music that we listen to. So this is less that and more actual like specific channels or personalities.
Yeah. Personalities rather like, and I think both Ray and I have like Postmodern Jukebox on our subscription
list.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ember too. So like, that's what we're talking about when we talk about a music channel. We like them, but we're going to go into more of the, you know, a person.
People who produce content for YouTube, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Not yep. performers, not. Because I follow mostly like politics and musicians.
I have a performer, but I think she'll pass.
Yeah, I tried to spread mine out, but a lot of mine are super geeky, like history nerd, because I listen to them at work. So, who wants to start?
I mean, I'll start.
Okay.
I started with the what have you been up to, so I'll start this. So, my list of favorite YouTubers that I suggest for other people to watch. As always, take it as a suggestion. Markiplier. I enjoy his content. He plays games. He's a gamer. I think he's been on YouTube since like 2012. So he's been on for a while. He's a nice guy. And he does a lot of stuff for charity. So
I've only watched, I think, one, like, watched him once, but I haven't asked if I'm a fan. I know I told this on the show before, but I have a big giant applique of a pink mustache on my front of my vehicle that a friend of mine gave me when I started doing Lyft. And so I went to my girlfriend's house and I left, and her husband texted me like, "Are you a Markiplier fan?" I'm like, "That's like a game guy on YouTube, right? I think my kids watch him." Because I didn't know about the pink mustache thing.
Yep. Let's see. Goodnight Moon, which is my ASMR channel. Always get nice tingles from that. So ASMR, you like it or you don't. So Overly Sarcastic Productions, which I mention a lot on our show, because I love their content. It's this little animated, they do history and they do like mythology. So they have two creators, Red and, I don't know what their actual names are. I probably should know, but Red and Blue. Red does the mythology and Blue does the history. Very funny. It's always done with humor. And I like it a lot. Nerdy Crafter, it's nerd and then the letter E and then crafter. She does a lot of crafting videos, obviously, but she also does something called Cash or Trash, where she tests like craft kits to see if they're worth your money. She does a lot of things with clay. She does a lot of things with resin. I think she's funny in that kind of like really adorable, silly way. She's Canadian and she speaks like three languages and English is her third language. So she's always like, "English, come here." Cause sometimes she'll forget words. Cause I think it's like she grew up with Arabic and then cause she grew up in Egypt and then she learned French and then she learned English. So
wow. Okay.
She's very smart. So she's funny and I really enjoy watching her and she's very creative and she does a lot of like makeover stuff with like clay and plushies and things. It's very interesting. Rachel Maskey, who is a cosplayer turned YouTuber, who does a lot of crafty things. She does a lot of sewing videos. She's like me, she's self-taught. And so whenever she has these struggles, I'm like, I know you. You and I know each other because I understand your pain. Yes, that is the worst fabric to work with. I pray for you. So it's just like, I kind of relate to her very closely just because she's very talented with the way that she does all of her cosplays. She knows like the tricks of makeup to like make her face look like other people. Which I totally have not mastered in any way, but
she's mastered the art of contour, huh?
Kind of.
If the men know that we shapeshift,
they're going to tell the church. I did not list Sailor J, but she's
for
also
all a
good
bunch
one.
Of liars.
Yeah, watch Sailor J; she's funny. But yeah, I really enjoy her content. It's very cozy. She's like very autumnal. She loves like the cozy aesthetic, so I'm really into that. Pretty Pastel Please is an Australian YouTuber who does a lot of kind like it's pastel, like that's her thing, is like doing stuff that's clothing hauls and makeup, but her content can be kind of all over the place, and that's fine. I find her to be very refreshing and very honest, and she has this really adorable parrot named Archie that's in all of her videos. So I just watch her for kind of like, I don't mean this in a bad way, bubblegum content where it's really nice and you don't have to like overthink it. Mm-hmm. And she's very sweet. A Bit Frank, which is an illustrator. She's a lot like Overly Sarcastic Productions, where she animates all of her content. So if she's telling a story, if she does a lot of like, here's the dark roots behind your favorite like fairy tales. She animates all of them. And it's really interesting and cool because she'll be like, hey, you know Disney Cinderella? Well, let me tell you these other three versions that are older, that are like Grimm's and Vassilier and this other one, and how they all take elements and you get the Disney Cinderella eventually. So
added.
Yeah. Thought you might like that. Sophia Nygaard is another personality.
Heart.
Yes, she also has, you could call her content a little random too, but she does a lot of fun things with like, she calls it bad makeup science, and now just bad science, because like the bad makeup science was, let's mix all of my nude lipsticks together and see what color we get. Let's mix all of my eyeshadow palettes together and see what color we get.
Every bath bomb from Lush. Let's see what happens. Yeah.
Every holiday candle from Bath and Body Works. Yeah. She went there.
But she also, isn't she the same one who did like, I did a week as a 50s housewife?
What she does sometimes
so
is
it's
she'll
like just
do,
random different.
Yeah. She'll do like makeovers, but they're like makeovers from, I dressed as the 60s for a week, or I dressed mm-hmm. as the 80s for a week. So her history, not even history makeovers, I guess historic makeovers, quote unquote, are fun. She's just, again, she's a very kind of like honest and refreshing kind of like YouTuber. And I enjoy just watching her be silly. Jacksepticeye is another one. I've been subscribed to him for a while. He's a lot like Markiplier in that he does a lot of things for charity. He's a gamer. Basically, like for Markiplier and Jacksepticeye, I like watching them scream like girls at horror games.
Because
they're doing it for a good cause, so you know, why not? And Jacksepticeye is very Irish, and so it's funnier to me. I don't know why. I think people cursing, you know, out of fear is funny anyway. That's just a really random factoid about me. If you're playing something and then something jumps out at you and you're like, oh, I'm playing a vampire! You know, beep, beep, beep. I'm just laughing my ass off at you because I find it hilarious. Let's see, moving on. Christine McConnell. She had a show on Netflix, actually, for a while. Curious Creatures or Curious Creations of Christine McConnell. She does have
I love that show.
She does have a YouTube, and she posts there. Probably about once a month, she posts more onto her, like, her Patreon. But she is very talented, and man, if you ever want to know what a true fae looks like, because she is dressed as, like, her aesthetic is very 50s, and she always has, like, the beautiful, you know, hair, and she's got the outfit, and I'm just like, you're really awesome, but I feel like I should be this much afraid of you. And, like, a lot of her content is, like, she leans into, like, the creepy vibe, because she really likes, like, Halloween and doing, you know, things based off of creepy stuff. If you've seen her show, you understand.
Yeah. The thing that I drove me nuts about that show is I wanted more of the actual practical, like, how to do the thing she was doing. Yeah. And it used to make me nuts. But
and she,
I think
she
and
on...
me, she and Amy mm-hmm. and I would be, like, best friends.
But she does that on the YouTube channel. She actually goes into, like, here's how I do this and here's how I do that. And it's really cool because it's very atmospheric, but it's also, like, informative. She doesn't post a lot on YouTube, like I said, probably about once a month, but that's because she's doing a lot of stuff on Patreon, and that's probably where she gets most of her paycheck from. but yeah, she's really cool. Like, one of her episodes was she made a, like, scale replica of the Winchester house out of gingerbread.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was cool. Alexandria Ryan is one of the few beauty YouTubers that I watch. And that's mostly because she doesn't take it very seriously. She's like, I'm a beauty YouTuber. Meanwhile, she's like, but I use way too much bronzer. I like, you know, using brown colors for my eyeshadow. Let's slap this on my face and see what happens. She does a lot of unboxings. Like, that's kind of her shtick, is that she has all of these, like, monthly subscriptions, and she'll unbox them and show you what you get. And, like, if she thinks it's worth it, if, you know, she thinks it's not great. But one of the things she does is called the Ipsy Showdown, where she has three profiles for her Ipsy bags, and she unboxes them all at the same time to see if they actually follow her profile or if it's just the same things. And a couple of them have been pretty telling, actually. But that's kind of her deal. And then I have English Heritage, which is it's produced by the English Heritage, which is in England. It's like their heritage society, and they do something called oh god, the name is escaping me. I should have written it down. But there's a show they do where they, like, show the inner workings of the kitchens at Audley End, which is a really fancy, like, house manor that is, like, restored. Hold on. I know what I'm doing. I can't spell, though.
It reminds me, and I can't remember. There's a guy who works, who has a Twitch show that shows on Hungry all the time. that is historical stuff, but it's American heritage.
Eh. Okay. English Heritage homepage. Thank you. Oh, I don't want that. Go away.
Well, this will be some editing.
Yeah, a little bit of editing. Sorry about that. But basically, like, English Heritage, they use what they make probably off of YouTube and other things to upkeep the heritage sites in England. So they'll post things about, like, Stonehenge. Like, they did a live stream of the summer solstice at Stonehenge. They post a lot of history about, like, you know, Harrodin's Wall and stuff like that. And they post not only the show about Olian, but they post about like folklore.
Mm-hmm.
That's not as often, but they'll use the same kind of actors that they use in the Olian series to do this folklore series, and it's really cool. So it's called The Victorian Way. That's what it's called.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I remembered.
I didn't need you, website.
Didn't need you, website. You were helpful, but I didn't need you. The next two I've kind of grouped together because they're made by the same person, which is Corin Lee and Threadbanger. And they're, they make stuff. They do, like, vlogs and things. It's kind of just a personal channel / crafting / we're going to take on Pinterest. Like, they had a big, long show of, like, Man versus Pin, which was her husband, and Corinne versus Pin, which is Corinne Lee. And they were just, like, trying these pins that they would find off Pinterest of, like, it's this easy to do this thing. And they'd be like, nope. This is lies. Sideways, which is a music channel, but not a music channel as in, like, it plays music. It's like a music theory channel, which for my music nerd little heart is great because I can listen to him talking about things and I'm like, I know what that means. If I tried to explain this to any of my friends who are not music majors, they would look at me funny.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. I see he did one about Airbender. I'm going to have to watch that with my husband and he can explain all the theory things to me.
Yes. And then the very last one that I have on my list, it's not my whole list, obviously, but I've been talking for a while, is a channel called Prior Attire. And she basically posts up videos of, like, here's how a 17th century woman would get dressed. Here's all the layers, and here's, you know, how difficult or easy it was. Here's how a 12th century woman would get dressed, because she's a reenactor, and she makes all of this period clothing that is, like, really, really accurate to whatever time period it's from. And so I'm very interested in that, because it's really cool, because it's like, oh, this is how Catherine of Aragon would have gotten dressed. And these are the kind of clothes. This is
with a help.
A lot of help.
Lots of help.
So that's the part of my list that I decided to share. And I'm sorry I talked for so long.
Well, it's fine. I'll go next because I'm going to be pretty short. I use YouTube completely differently than you guys. And I think maybe it's generational, maybe not. I don't know. I use YouTube very differently. I like to go down little rabbit holes on stuff now and again. Drinking. I catch music on there. I go to pull clips from there for us for the show. I look up tutorials when I don't know how to do something. It's very utilitarian for me. It's not where I go hang out for entertainment. That kind of streaming stuff I mostly do on Twitch. I have looked up gaming tutorials in the past. I went to look and see, and I was subscribed to 91 different channels, but it was mostly people I knew, musicians I know, and yeah. So, but I do have a few things. One is Z Frank, who does the, is it The Truth About, it's called? That is hysterical. I mean, that kind of took the internet by storm years ago. Everyone knows about mantis shrimp and how badass they are because of it. But there's a whole series, series of those videos that are just hysterical. Him narrating, kind of like a nature video, but done in a comic style. True facts, that's what it is. Like, true facts. The hummingbird warrior. Cat's killer senses. Sad Cat Diary. That's the one that went everywhere on the internet. The whole perspective from a cat's point of view thing that is just fucking hilarious. So, I really like Z Frank. Alton Brown, I have been a fan of for many years, and he's using YouTube now and he's using Facebook Live. He's doing a lot of streaming with his Quarantine Cuisine, which is it's less formal than the cooking shows we've all seen him do. Just him and his wife, like, getting drunk and doing various experiments of different kinds in the kitchen. And the Holderness family is a wonderful couple, and their kids get in on it too. They're comedians, and they've been making content for a couple years, but they really have taken off during the quarantine. You've probably seen them pop up on YouTube because, you know, everyone's looked up something about the quarantine, so it's going to pop up on your Facebook, it's going to pop up everywhere. And the Holderness, it turns out they're from North Carolina too, which was really neat. Like, I just happened to notice one day, watching one of the videos, that his shirt was like a North Carolina silhouette with a hiker on it or something, and I recognized the shirt. Like, not just North Carolina, but I was like, I know a guy who wears it. They're from North Carolina. And I started looking around, and they're, like, right over in Raleigh, where my son lives. But they're funny. There's a wide variety of just content. Sometimes they're singing silly songs. Sometimes it's skits. There are many, many, many that are covers. Like, song cover, satirical, no, parodies. I get them mixed up. But parodies of songs, like, there's a whole series of ones where different popular songs have been rewritten for quarantine, including Disney songs, that I love. I find them incredibly charming. I stopped this timer. I mean, that's about it for me, and I do want to thank Linda and Ray, because I've been poking through show notes and cutting and pasting and finding a lot of things that, you know, I definitely will be interested on YouTube. It's just not where I'm used to going for my content. I go there when I need to, you know, change the cabin air filter in my car. Or I have a craft thing. I do go looking for craft things. That is where I got mask patterns to try a few different ones.
That's how I figured out how to make a silicone mold.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of craft stuff I always look up, but I don't end up subscribing and watch a bunch of those people's content, usually.
Yeah, no, I do use it for, like, how do I make this thing? How do I cook this thing? How do I get my makeup to look right? But I don't have, like, a designated person. It's just random. But because I am that girl who remembers History Channel and would watch History Channel before it became World War II Channel, and before it became Aliens have crafted History and Sanity Channel. A lot of mine are a lot of kind of nerdy history stuff. I also have it usually in the background at work. So I'm doing data entry, and it's something that's not really that offensive because it's history. Can't get mad at me about history, in theory. It's worked so far. So I'm just doing top 10. I have so many more. I specifically, when we came up with this, I called dibs on Simon Whistler, and they were both like, who is that? And I'm like, he's got 10, he's, He might have 10 channels by this point. I think I only have 6 of them listed, and I subscribe to 4 of them. I'm actually wearing one of his shirts right now, allegedly. I freaking love it. But he does, he has some very serious ones, top 10s, where he does top 10 lists. Today I found out, which is just like weird history. Like, I think the one today was I found out how Arabic countries teach the Crusades, like just how that their previous one was like I found out how Germany teaches World War II. And just like weird interesting little things. He's got biographics, another highlight history, geographics, mega projects with just giant things. His joke is he has so many channels that hopefully he won't have to have a real income. I think it's working. My personal favorite is Business Blaze, because it's just him, like, not really. He has a script, but he lets the facade of the I'm a professional YouTuber drop. And he's just kind of goofy, and I think it's probably like the first one he does with his coffee in the morning. So it's much funnier, and it's just like business fails or like failed business attempts, and it's quite amusing, but it's hard to take him seriously when you watch those and go back to like biographics. He's like spends 30 minutes telling you all about the history of Franklin Roosevelt, and it's just like, but you were just making, never mind, it's fine. He's quite delightful. I do recommend. Let's see. Next one is Sasha, who does Casually Comics. Cause I've tried to spread these out about like things that I like. So of course comics had to be on here. She is just delightful. She has like, it's kind of based off her whims, which one she goes on. Currently, cause Punchline has been introduced. She's doing Punchline. We were talking about the Harley Red and White, which is a digital exclusive series. And she just kind of goes over it, and her Batman voice cracks me up because she always tries to do the really,
I'm Batman.
And it's just so good. It's probably about like that. It's great. Let's see. Next, I like Lindsay Ellis, who you might remember as, I think she was the nostalgia chick way back. Way, way back, but she has grown into her own awesome channel, which is fantastic. And she basically does reviews on, talk about literature and video and just movies. And I really like her. She is delightful. The cats video is great. Release the butt, the butt track. Just edit that part out. No, but she does great stuff. I do recommend. Next is Extra Credit, which basically goes into, it's a collection of people who talk about their experiences within the gaming industry, like video games mostly. But then, and that's really interesting, like game design and how they come up with these things. But then they also did a spinoff series, because one of the guys is really into history, called Extra History, which I even managed to get my dad into, which I'm very happy about.
And cool. You told me about the war of Japanese. God, what is it called?
Which one? The Russo Japanese?
No, the I will for you. You
Tokugawa
gave me
period.
Tokugawa, the Tokugawa period.
Okay.
I was like, that really long span of wars, and I'm like, that encompasses a lot of Japanese history.
Oh, yeah, the war of the nation states, yeah, where they're all the different, or I think it's called something else right now because my brain is fried. But it's the shogunate period where everybody is its own little daimyo, and they're all at war, and eventually Tokugawa is like, no, I'm gonna be in charge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was that. It's really good.
It's good. It's animated. I do like the animation. Extra Credit, also animated. So I definitely do recommend those. They're quite enjoyable, and they're short. They're like 10 minutes. Next is Deborah Harry, who has the Dirty School of Skate, which is basically if you are trying to get into roller skating, which a portion of my friends list is during quarantine. I'm very excited about it. But she has some she has a skating school in California. So she goes over like how to skate, how to do different moves, how to do crossovers, how to fall without breaking stuff. Very important. That is lesson one. The difference between skating indoors and skating on the street. How to skate on the street and not die. she's just really nice. I like her. It's some really good fundamentals that I go back to time and time again. So she's my one stop. Like, oh, you're getting into roller skating. Boom. Have this. Next is my shameless plug, Simulacra TV, which is where we put our D&D Acquisitions Inc. games. As Cho, my husband, does. He also does Vampire the Masquerade LARP game, which is based out of Atlanta. And it's anarchists as opposed to Sabbat. So if that is your deal, I highly recommend you check it out. It's pretty awesome. Occasionally I guest star. Next is everybody's favorite, Game Grumps. Who doesn't know Game Grumps? I had to throw them on there. Yeah, I've lost many, many hours to Game Grumps just watching their playthroughs. Wholesome cooking. I highly recommend Emmy Made in Japan. She is adorable and sweet and just, she's just so wholesome. She's like Bob Ross of cooking. I love her.
Nice.
It's all good feels and it's really cool food. Sometimes it's weird food, like smooth bread. Is one that she did. My husband's just like, what? Like, no, trust me. This is awesome. But she has lots of other stuff. One was like a cookies and cream dessert rice that she made in her rice cooker.
Nice.
And it basically cookies and cream rice pudding. And I'm like, I'm going to do that. next, Crash Course. I had to throw my PBS channel on there that I love. And basically Crash Course has a bajillion little channels. I think maybe just 10 or 12 at this point, but maybe more, where they focus on it's not just history, but there's also like a physics channel, a science channel, a biology channel, like just anything that you might be remotely interested in. Like you were looking through
they have a podcast college course too. Book. Hmm? Do they have a podcast too?
I think
they
wouldn't be
might.
Surprised.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
It's his last name is Green, and him and his brother is also on SciShow, which is another one.
Cool.
And one of their wives also does like an art overview history thing that I also like, but did not make the cut. Just because it's very slow to upgrade and it wasn't quite what I thought it was. But as for art, to end it out, I like 1000, who's more of like a graffiti style artist. But I just really like his style. I like listening to him talk about how he does his work. He does, he's got some traditional and some digital, and I really like seeing the him going between. He goes into like how he's gotten comfortable with both. Mm-hmm. He also likes to draw on weird things, which I like too. And honestly, because of him, I made a fiver. I haven't done anything with it, but he really inspired me to actually like go ahead and start dipping my toe in on that. So
a what?
And he just.
A fiver.
I don't know what a fiver is.
Oh, okay. It's basically an account that you set up and you're like, I will draw whatever you want within 15 minutes for $5.
Oh, okay.
And you do that, but you can also like
that's you do at Comic-Con.
That's your starting tier. And then you could have like another tier where it's like, for $50, I will draw a 6x6 in this many colors. But like writers also use it. Like I know one of our friends used it basically as a ghostwriter gig. So she would like give you so many words for, I don't know.
Yeah, she had a set number for the $5 mark, and then if you wanted to go bigger, she would charge more.
Neat.
Yeah, she used that. I think she might still be using it. I'm not sure. I haven't checked in with that particular aspect. I had one more on my list, and I think when Ember was copy and pasting, it got deleted.
Sorry.
It's okay. Lindsay Sterling, who is actually the music artist I was talking about. If you don't know who Lindsay Sterling is, oh my god, go listen to her. She's got gorgeous violin music.
Yeah.
That's all really I'm going to say.
It's like violin techno, so don't think it's just like, oh, it's just violin.
No, it's not just violin. It's techno. She does like music videos with each of her songs, so there's dance and there's like production. It's really cool. So anyway, I realized that after when you got to Lindsay Ellis, I was like, Lindsay, where's Lindsay Sterling? I thought she was on my list.
Yeah.
I screwed up.
Sorry.
That's okay. I was actually nervous about Lindsay Ellis because I felt sure that she was going to be on your list. I'm like, aha! Okay, good. I can keep this one. that is our list of our favorite recommendations. If you have a recommendation you want to give to us about your favorite YouTubers, let us know. Or just give us your opinion on any of the ones that we mentioned. You can email us at geekgrills@gmail.com. Or you can also tweet us at geekgrills. So, girls, what are you most anticipating right now? Linda.
I am going to be running my D&D Card Captors game this Wednesday. I'm not quite ready for it. I haven't gotten all of the little adventures set up because they're basically going to have to do some travel time. So they're going to have to deal with RPG-style random encounters. So I'm basically going to get, like, 6 random encounters lined up and then make them roll to see what they run into on their way. So, but that means that I have to get 6 encounters ready. So I'm just going to pull from, there's a book called Something of Everything. There's a book I'm going to use. It has a lot of random D&D encounters already ready.
I'm about to say, I know there's like a random, there's multiple random encounter tables.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna grab the book, do some quick rolling myself, get that all set up, good there to go. Hopefully this week I can finish my Oz Yarnorama and maybe get a better name for it. but we'll see. I only have like, technically I only have 3 background pieces and then the 4 characters and it would be done, but that's the rub. I need to figure out the characters.
I really dig that idea. I want to say it has endless possibilities for scenes.
The other one I thought about doing was the scene at the end of Nightmare Before Christmas.
I was just gonna say Nightmare Before Christmas would be awesome for this.
I probably should have gone with that one because it's basically just a silhouette, but you know, gotta jump in with head first.
There you go. Because you could totally do like the spiral thing, like with Santa on the wheel and have like Oogie and Lock, Shock, and Barrel. That'd be a good Christmas one. anyway. So what am I looking forward to? A paycheck.
Yay!
I started like on the first day of the new pay period or some shit. So it's like, oh my god, when is it coming? It'll make me feel better. And I, you know, still my dryer is broken and my oven's broken and I have to make these decisions about where the paycheck is going, which is a little sad, but I will. There has to be something for myself. Actually, I know what I'm getting for myself, because Root Down, my favorite true food truck, is in town on Friday, and I am like, I might have to pay someone to go get it, because I'll be working, but god damn it, I'm getting my Root Down. They make the best fried oysters ever. I think that's it. There's something else. It was nerdier, but I forgot.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm really looking forward to is I finally got my cable adapter, so I can hopefully get the VR hooked up and see about doing some Beat Saber streaming. Ooh. Which I think I might have said last week, but it did not happen. I just got the thing set up. Because I only had like certain outlets, and then we had to get an adapter so we could put it in the other ports.
Listeners are good for accountability, I think. Like, yeah. Sometimes I mention a crap project just so I have to finish it for next week. So remember, folks, you can always watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. Our next one will be September 28th at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern, and it will be our Jim Henson tribute show.
I might wear a special costume. Who knows?
Oh, I might know what that is. I think I've seen it before.
Probably have.
Okay. So in addition to the subs and bits that we get here on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons, the greatest girlfriends on the internet. You can become a patron at www.patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
Another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. Leaving a review is free, and they help our ranking, which can help other people find our podcast. Also, you can join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word.
All right. And where can we find everyone on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitch and Instagram under the name madcap_miscellaneous. That's M-I-S-C. And you can check out my website, www.madcapm.com.
I can be reached at 9of12, that's N-I-N-E-O-F-1-2, on Twitter and Twitch, and you can hear me on the Heresy and Hearsay podcast.
All right, and you can find me on Instagram under DappleDame, and on Twitch as Ray Ino. I swear I'm going to put something up this weekend if it kills me. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening, and good game.
Good game.
GG.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.